to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Happy day two. It's Nico and Cheyenne here on Camel Country 107.9. First day was amazing.
It really was. I don't think we could have had a better first day.
Wow.
I thought it was phenomenal.
You have an extremely high opinion of yesterday?
I have a high opinion of this team in this room.
I also do. Thank you once again for joining us on this new roller coaster. I am Nico. I am a new part of this show, and I'm glad to be here. I love the Camel Nation. I love country music. I love America. I love God.
What
else do I need? What else do I need to love?
I think you pretty much covered it.
I think I did.
Those were all of the requirements. You got to love country, God, and the people in this room.
So yesterday we had a blast. Today is day two. It's only going to get better from here.
That's what
I want to say. For anybody who's like, yeah, I didn't like it. It's only going to get better.
Yeah.
Right?
Give us some time. Sometimes you got to let the chicken marinate.
Give us
a
second.
Yeah.
We just got this job. I just got this job. So we're going to have fun with it. And today we have a special guest on the show. I would say top three guests of all time.
Definitely.
When you're like reaching to like get a guest on your show.
Oh yeah. This is like top tier.
This is super top tier. Especially right now. This man is about to become the president of the United States of America.
In just a couple of days. Like what?
So Donald J. Trump went around and he did a bunch of radio interviews and we just happened to get him on the phone.
Hold on to your seat because it's a coming.
And also, we're going to break the news coming up next. If you don't know what that is, it's a brand new feature. Mm-hmm. We opened it up to the Camel Nation. I want to give you the ability to rat on a friend and blow up their spot live on the radio.
Absolutely.
So why wouldn't we call random people
and
tell them good news or bad news? So it's Nico Breaks the News. All right, you guys ready?
I'm ready.
All right, day two. Let's go. Camel Nation, thanks for coming along on the ride, the Camel Ride, right here on Camel Country 107.9.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico Breaks the News.
Camel Country 107.9.
TJ is a loser.
Okay, that's aggressive.
I mean, he lost and he's going to pay for it.
Oh, okay.
So apparently his buddy Brian that works with him, who's also the commissioner of their fantasy football league.
Fantasy Football League has somebody called a commissioner?
Yeah.
This stuff is getting too serious.
Yeah. It's like the leader of the league.
The league.
It's too serious.
Somebody has to run it.
And he has a title. Okay, sorry, continue.
Well, he already knows he lost. We're just going to have to remind him again.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, TJ?
Yeah?
Hey, TJ, this is Nico from Nico Breaks the News. I have news for you.
I'm sorry, what is this?
This is Nico from Nico Breaks the News. I have breaking news for you right now.
You have news for me. Okay.
Yeah. Your
What's
friend
the news?
And commissioner Brian wanted me to remind you that you're terrible at fantasy football.
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah. He said that not only are you terrible at fantasy football, but you couldn't run a team and win if you had the best players in the league.
Wow.
According to your friend and commissioner, Brian.
What is going on? Okay, he might be right. First of all, he might be right. But what?
He also went on to say, TJ, don't forget about your punishment at work next week for being the biggest loser in the fantasy football league.
Yeah, I haven't forgotten. It's kind of hard to think about anything else.
Hey, TJ, just an FYI, this is Nico and Cheyenne on Camel 107.9. And your friend Brian not only wanted us to call you, but we also are very curious as to what the punishment is.
Because fantasy football punishments can get deep and dirty real fast.
This makes so much more sense now. Okay, yeah. No, I have a pretty nasty punishment. I have to wear a tutu to our meetings from now on for the next week. And it's pretty embarrassing.
At work?
But they are, yes, at work. They are fully going to hold me to this.
Like, is it just like a pink tutu you put over the top of your pants?
Yeah, I just got to pull it up and wear it around
my
waist.
That's not that bad.
No, that's really bad.
That's not that bad.
Do you work in a big office?
It's pretty emasculating.
Do you have a lot of people in your office?
There's, you know, more than a dozen. Yeah, it's a decent amount.
That's just funny. That's not that bad. That's just funny.
Well, hey, I'm sorry. Number one, number two. Good luck with that too. Maybe put on some pointer shoes. Is that what they're called? Pointy shoes.
You put point shoes. Yeah.
You know, really send it home.
I think you just give a leotard.
Really send it home.
Some glitter on your cheeks. You're gonna be okay.
I think I'll leave the suggestions in the box. Thanks.
Thank you.
Maybe pick a better fantasy team next year.
Maybe not play fantasy football next year.
If you're that bad.
That's the advice. That's the takeaway. Thank you.
Thank you, my little ballerina.
Thank you, guys. Idiots.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
I told you guys my family owned a Dairy Queen when I was a kid growing up, right?
Yeah, it was just really cool.
That was the ultimate free hack ever. Because you knew whenever you were going to visit dad at the Dairy Queen, you were getting some tasty, delicious treats.
That is pleasant.
My other family members, too, they were always like, hey, let's go visit Nico's dad.
let's go see my dad.
Let's go visit Nico's dad.
And you thought it was because, you know, they want, no.
It's all about the family perks.
Yeah, I like free ice cream. It's my favorite kind.
AB Baby, do you have any family perks?
It's not as cool as ice cream.
I don't know. But as an adult, helpful. It's a pretty solid, like, perk that you have.
My dad does taxes professionally, so.
Hey!
So he gets his taxes for free!
Yeah. All I'm saying is I've had that benefit my whole life, and I think I would take the free ice cream.
Okay, all right.
Oh, man, I wouldn't.
Being a guy that pays his father to do my taxes.
Doesn't he really hit you with a bill?
Of course they do.
Oh.
I don't expect to get it for free.
I mean, I appreciate that about you, but let me see what I can do. I didn't know you were getting a bill. I'm sorry
about
that.
I pay TurboTax.
Yeah, no.
Maybe I should be using Abe's dad. Or his brother. Your brother does taxes,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, my brother has been apprenticing for, like, so many years. And I shouldn't even call him that anymore. He is, like, a legit...
That's what I should do.
He is a CPA.
Yeah. Yeah.
All my old radio friends use my dad and my brother.
I would use your brother because I feel like your brother is the lenient one compared to
absolutely.
Your dad.
Well, his brother does all the legwork, and his dad kind of, like, signs off on it. Like, his brother turns in the work to dad, and he goes... Okay, looks good. Family perks.
My mom does my hair for free.
Which is crazy.
It was a perk that, like Abe, like I took for granted for a really long time until I moved away.
Yeah.
And then had to start paying $200+ for my hair.
Yeah, $200 is on the low end.
On the low end. So
now... And I've gone through this discussion several times with my wife, Brooklyn Dana, God bless her. Love her.
She's got a head of hair, too.
Her hair is like $600 every time she does it.
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah.
And that ain't once a year like Texas.
Well, she does it twice a year. She does it twice a year. So,
oh, well, that's not bad.
Oh, see, yeah. I was expecting Cheyenne to do it more than that even.
The
so.
Full color cut thing she does is like every, I'd say 5 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My hair needs to be done about every other month.
Okay.
Because of how dark my roots are and how blonde I stay. So if I were getting my hair done every other month, it would be about $200-$250 every other month. So
that's a perk.
Yeah, and my mother does it for free. So
I love that. It's my
God
favorite
bless her.
Four letter F word. Aside,
free?
Free.
Yeah.
Yep, free.
And I will tell you the downside is that because she no longer has a salon. She used to own a salon in Washington State, and then she did insurance on the side, but she makes me sit in the kitchen chair now, and it really hurts my butt, because I'm there for like 2.5
hours. Get yourself a comfy seat.
You know, you'd think I would learn by now.
But you should have a salon chair in your house.
We don't plan it out enough for me to do that.
You don't pay for the service itself.
I know.
You might as well spend a little money on your butt.
On a chair, I know.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Spend some money on your butt. Do you get a free perk for being a family member of somebody who does something cool? Hit us up. Camel Nation, 602-894-5653. 602-894-KMLE. We got Gina and Mace on the phone. So what type of family perks did you grow up with?
Okay, you guys are gonna hate me for this one.
What?
Someone in my family owns Sunsplash. So,
stop it.
Wait, like the Sunsplash?
Like Golfland and Sunsplash? Yes. That's so awesome. Cool.
Yes. So like I worked there when I was young. Like we grew up having, you know, birthday parties there and whatnot and like after hours stuff and just, you know, I mean, being able to like go golfing with my cousins and you know, all the water park stuff, like so much fun.
That is so cool.
I mean,
we were just talking about
the museum.
We were just talking about
that's awesome.
a birthday location for young Easton.
We were.
Oh, I don't think they're going to be open.
They're
yet.
Not. I already looked into it. Actually,
I was about to use that perk right now.
That was the same thought that I had with the person who had said Wildlife World Zoo. I was like, Sunsplash, and I was like, it's February.
So what is your last name? What is your phone number? And can we be friends?
Yes. We are now besties.
I will tell you off the air.
We can arrange that.
My great-grandfather, Robert Sunsplash, founded it.
What is your family name? No, that's very cool,
that's
man.
That's super cool.
I mean, as a kid, we would always use those opportunities to go as a big group because I had grew up with my cousins to like a small hometown amusement park, fun zone area. Those are the highlights of my childhood.
Yeah.
So just know that you are making totally. Some pretty amazing memories for
that's
a lot of
so
kids.
Cool.
Totally. Like it, I have such fun memories of going, like, you know, wave pool and all of that stuff. Just
that's
like
awesome.
Running around unsupervised.
I love that.
But
let me,
always
let me ask you a question. Now, in my first couple years of indentured servitude to my father, he did not pay me a dime for working
Makes
at
sense.
The Dairy Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get compensated in like tokens at Sunsplash? Like how did they pay a young Gina?
I mean, I think I got minimum wage. I don't.
Oh, she got
I don't remember
paid.
A long time ago, but
hey, that's not bad.
Your dad lowballed you, Nico. Am I lowballed?
I'm sure
it's
they
no-balled.
Got extra labor out of me, but yeah.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you, Gina. We'll be in touch.
Yep.
Your people will talk to my people. Busted.
Not something I thought we would be saying on our second day of work together.
Well, on our first day, of work, we really screwed up.
We told you wrong information.
That was good. We had this really great story about Target and how they were going to put bars in Target and they were going to make this Targarita. It was the first and only time I will ever be excited about talking about Target.
Now we don't get to shop and drink Targaritas.
Oh, yes, because it's fake.
It's fake.
It's fake. It's all fake.
AI got us and we fell down.
Exactly.
In a blaze of glory.
We bumped our knee a little bit and scraped up because, yes, it's not real. Target is not going to have bars with Targaritas, which I thought was amazing. And I still think they should do it. But it was our first day. Okay, take it easy. We make mistakes. Everybody has some type of goof up on their first day of work.
Yeah. If it makes you feel any better, that wasn't my worst first day of work that I've ever had. So
it does make me feel better.
Well, I'm glad. In fact, the story might actually make you feel a little bit better. So years ago, I was a medical assistant at a gastroenterology office.
I don't even know what that means, but
the digestive system.
Yeah, you don't have to go too deep.
Yeah.
My point is that you've had 100 jobs.
That's not true.
And you're like 28 years old.
I'm not, but thank you.
So what happened?
So I show up to work on my first day knowing I was going to be doing pre-appointments for colonoscopies and upper endoscopies. And I knew I was going to have an office. And what I did not know is that within my small office, I mean smaller than a 5x6, I was going to be sharing my office with a person who was, for lack of better words, incredibly overweight.
Oh,
and okay. Also, because of that, had horrible hygiene.
Oh, but odors.
Odors.
Lots of odors.
Zero ventilation.
Hey.
And she liked to work with the door closed.
Oh, no.
And I had no option.
So we're talking a prison cell.
It was awful. It was absolute. And I will never forget the day that I walked into that office and went, there's no way.
That was your first day.
That was my very first day.
Welcome to your job and the rest of your life.
Yes. It was crazy.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you, 25 years ago.
Wait, hold on. This is Kimberly, our general sales manager here.
You deserve an introduction, Kimberly.
Oh, no, I thought this was going to be totally anonymous.
She said she has a first day at work fail story.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I was at another radio station at the time, and I was an account executive, a seller there, and they just hired a new guy, and it was his very first day, and he made it about 6 hours.
Okay.
And he was, so it was his first day, and then they fired him on the same day, and we called him One Day Jay, and we've called him One Day Jay ever since.
One Day Jay.
He's kind of a legend, this One Day Jay.
He's a legend.
But why did he get fired? What did he do?
I think it had something to do with a drug habit, maybe, that was visible from his cubicle.
That was visible from his desk.
Anyway, okay.
That's problematic.
Frowned on and so, One Day Jay.
One Day Jay was either baking some powdered sugar cookies early in the morning or he had an issue.
He had some kind of an issue.
It was probably
yeah.
the latter.
Sounds like he was baking powdered cookies at his desk. Is what it sounds like to me.
And it was frowned upon, apparently. And aww. So I learned.
Not to do that.
Not a good idea.
No.
Kimberly Rivera, everybody, thank you for that story.
Clutch story.
You're welcome.
And the lesson here is don't go skiing in the desert at work in the morning.
Yep.
On your first day.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Cheyenne.
Yeah.
What is this area code? And the caller ID says Mar-a-Lago.
I have no idea.
I know it's a big deal that we're launching a brand new show, but could it actually be President-elect Donald Trump on the phone to congratulate us?
I might pee my pants a little bit.
You're damn right it's President Trump. How you doing? You're a tremendous broadcaster, Nico.
Oh, thank you.
I read the trades. I heard about this. Brand spanking new show.
Here I thought it was just a little tiny blip on the radar, but it's actually being recognized by the future president of the United States.
That's a pretty big deal.
The word is getting around because I talked to John Rich, Trace Adkins, I talked to Jason Aldean. They all come up to me with tears in their eyes. Tears. They're like, Mr. President, Mr. Rightful President, Nico and Cheyenne, it's a brand new show in Phoenix at Camel 107.9. I mean, they were losing themselves over it. It was crazy.
What an honor.
Yeah, wow.
It feels so good to be recognized by not only huge country artists, but let's be honest, the future president of the United States.
The man.
And you guys wake up early, too. I mean, usually this is executive time for me. I don't do a lot before 9 a.m.
You don't do mornings?
I'm going to have to do the live stream, though. What's the live stream?
Camel1079.com is where you can stream
us. There you go.
Yeah.
I'll put that on my golf cart when I hit 18. I'll just listen to the show.
Should put us on the speakers in the White House.
There we go.
Hey.
The official station and morning show of the White House.
The inauguration is happening next Monday, so you got a little time to figure that out, okay?
We're getting ready. We're gonna buy Greenland right after that. Maybe we'll syndicate you in Greenland. They don't have any radio stations.
Hey, intercontinental. I Campbell like it.
Nation.
The Danish people won't mind.
I love that.
Hell, they don't even have a McDonald's there yet, so we're getting there. We're going to make America great again, and you're going to make radio great again.
Yes!
Yeah!
I love it!
Camel 107.9 with Nico and Cheyenne. I like Cheyenne.
Hey! Hey, you're married.
Doing?
You're married, Mr. President.
I know. She's in the background.
Donald, who are you talking to, Donald?
Don't worry about it, honey. Go back to... Here, take the Tiffany's card. Leave me alone.
Thank you so much for checking in this morning.
Yeah.
Well, no, I just wanted to congratulate you. Congratulations is well-deserved. You guys are great, and I think you're going to do wonders for the Phoenix area.
Big things.
Bigly. Bigly.
Huge.
By a lot.
Well, thank you, President Trump. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, you guys take care and keep making radio great again.
Yay! President Trump. These fires in LA, no doubt, have opened a lot of people's eyes to, hey, what if that happened here?
Yeah, it started a lot of conversations.
Are we prepared for it? Are the fire hydrants prepared for it? Are the fire departments prepared for it? I have a fire hydrant right outside my house. If I have a fire in my house and they turn it on, is it going to have water in it?
This is a great question.
So this is a great question for someone who is an actual firefighter, Brad from the Camel Nation, who happens to be a Florence fireman. Thanks for coming on with us. We really appreciate it. And we also appreciate some info on how our fire prevention systems work here in Phoenix.
So every department is going to work a little bit different.
Okay.
There's some departments that the firefighters themselves will go out and we will open up the hydrants. We call it flushing them.
Okay.
If they sit for a long time, there's sediment and dirt and everything like that kind of accumulates. So we like to be able to flush it out to make sure that there's fairly clean water going into our pumps. It's always done annually. And in that testing, they test pressure. They test how much is the residual that's kind of held on when other hydrants are flowing. Is there enough space around them for firefighters to operate them? But it is always an annual testing that's done.
What if it's been 3 years? I've been in my house for 3 years, and to my knowledge, they may have done it like while I was at work or something. But to my knowledge, I don't think they've tested our fire hydrants in my neighborhood. Should I alert somebody? Should I call the non-emergency number and be like, hey, are you guys going to check this thing out or what?
Correct. You know, there's no schedule saying, hey, they do it, you know, at this certain time, this certain day. We've done it several times. We kind of got back and forth. Sometimes our water department's done it. Sometimes we've done it. Yeah, if you call, you know, a non-emergent line, then they can be able to figure out, like I said, if it's not the firefighters that are testing it, whatever other company or the water department, they may give you to a different department. They may give you to another fire personnel, because the firefighters at the station might not know the answer to that specific one. But there's always somebody that you can call and see, hey, when was the last time?
Yeah, exactly. That's basically it. Like, I don't have to physically witness it, but I'd like for somebody to be like, hey, your fire hydrant is in operational condition and you guys are good to go.
Correct.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing to always know, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And especially to know that there's a log that you can have checked.
Sure.
To make sure. I think that that's really important.
Yeah.
Brad, where does the water in the fire hydrants come from?
I know from Florence, ours and kind of the ins and outs of that. So I did a little bit of research and I confirmed it's the same with the Valley. They're all supplied by our town water supply. So where you get water at your house, it's the same kind of supply. So there's multiple different water treatment plants, and there's multiple different areas where they have backup pumps and backup reserves. If there's somebody that has a water leak at their house, and then there's a structure fire, and then there's a couple other things that are going on in the same area, they have the ability to be able to pull from another area in the Valley to be able to boost basically the, not so much the pressure, but the gallons,
the volume,
and the amount, correct, the volume that's coming to your area. But yeah, the majority of that is the same water source, water treatment plants, and supplies that supply your house.
It's a little bit of a relief to know that our main water source, which is a huge water source, obviously, to operate an entire city, is the source for the fire hydrants. Mm-hmm. And it's not coming from a reservoir that could be unchecked or not monitored as closely as our main water source.
Right.
Which we are in a water shortage, so that also sucks.
It's also
thank
troubling.
You, Colorado River. we're dealing with it, guys. We're dealing with it. Obviously, a lot of people are thinking about this. I'm sure the fire departments across the valley are going, hey, guys, this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's one thing we can do to prepare ourselves is make sure our equipment's working. We can make sure that our citizens feel safe and feel like we can put a fire out if it happens. So thank you for taking the time today. Firefighter Brad, everybody.
Yeah, Firefighter Brad. Woohoo.
All right. Yep. Have a good day.
My wife wants to kill me.
That's an aggressive statement.
It's Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country 107.9.
For
and
why?
The reason I'm saying it, my lovely wife, the first lady of Camel Nation, Brooklyn Dana, she thinks I'm like, I am a pretty handy guy, and this is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Cheyenne, do not set yourself up and act like Mr. Handyman if you're not going to follow through and be the complete
handyman. You showed
handyman.
Too many cards in the
I
beginning and
cards.
Set your own standard.
I've changed my garage door opener. I've changed my ceiling fan in the living room.
It's actually really good to know because, like, I got a fan that needs to be on.
Well, you can call somebody for that. You sure about that?
1-800-NICO.
But there's one thing that I'm not.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a climb on the roof guy.
Are you scared of heights?
It's not that I'm scared of heights. It's just that I am not in the best physical stature. I used to feel like a cat. Like, you throw me off a roof, I fall right on my feet. Now I feel like a drunk person that has vertigo. I don't want to be on a roof.
That was the best description possible because I know exactly what you're talking
Thank
about.
Thank you. I don't need to be on a roof.
Why did she want you on the roof in the first place?
Okay, so there's two little flaps that were kind of blown up through storms
shingles?
Or whatever. No, they're not shingles. They go around the windowsills. They're pieces of metal. Anyway, they flapped up. So I had to go up there and screw those back down to the shingles.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of our screens for the window on the second floor flew off in a windstorm.
Oh my gosh, your house is falling apart.
It is, completely.
Yeah.
So I have a 6-foot ladder. The garage itself is about 9 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to take like some walking up on the very top of a very flimsy ladder, because now ladders weigh 3 pounds so you can carry them around, but they're not stable at all.
Right.
So I'm at the top of this ladder and I'm looking at the roof going, do I make the jump?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mayday.
I'm not on Beast Games, okay? I'm not trying to win $5 million.
You're just trying to live till the next day.
I'm not doing it. So I asked my neighbor, Brian. Thank you, Brian, by the way, to borrow his ladder. It's an 8-foot ladder.
Okay.
Very much assistant in my move. This allowed me to get on the roof.
Okay.
Okay, so I was like, okay, good. I'm like sweating. I'm sliding a little bit. Like,
that's scary.
I'm not supposed to be on a roof.
Yeah.
I have the tools. I drill in the little flaps that are flapping up. Drill them down. It looks beautiful. It looks stock, as if it was made that way.
Well, that's good.
I go to the screen. I'm like, yes, this is going amazing. No problem. Screw it down. Secure it to the house. And then I make my way down. I look at the ladder. Now the vertigo has fully kicked in. Because I'm about...
Full force.
It's an 8-foot ladder, 9-foot roof. You got to put your foot down and kind of get a base.
I'm throwing up at that point.
The ladder starts moving.
No.
My legs start shaking because of it. I'm a good 200 pounds. I do not want to take this tumble.
No.
This is not one you just roll out of. I am not a parkour genius.
That's a calling in to work the next day kind of fall.
So I'm kind of freaking out a little bit. I know that my neighbor, Tom, he's a retiree. And like I told you before, I know all of my neighbors.
Yeah.
I can count on them for anything. I know my neighbor, Tom, is sitting in his house just hanging out. I call Tom.
The manliest thing you could do. Tom?
Tom, well, Tom is right across the street. So the first thing Tom says to me,
you stuck?
I said, you damn right. I said, I don't feel comfortable getting on this ladder at a weird angle and kicking it out. That's all I need to be doing is a Clark Griswold with the lights hanging from my body. So needless to say, Tom, thank you. Shout out to my neighbor, Tom. A little round of applause for him. Know your neighbors, people. They can help you out in some very sticky situations.
So did he come over and hold the ladder for you?
He came around, and all I needed was that delicate man's touch on my ladder.
Ayo.
And I got down in one piece.
Well, I'm glad you're in one piece. I'm glad that Tom was home.
The lesson here is that if you're not a roof guy,
don't get on the roof.
Don't be a roof guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't try.
If I was in the movie Good Will Hunting, Cheyenne, people would say, you're wicked smart.
Like that?
You didn't see that movie? I know. I knew it immediately. You haven't seen Good Will Hunting?
No.
With Will Hunting? Matt Damon?
No.
And Ben Affleck?
No.
And Minnie Driver?
No.
What the?
It does not matter how many names you list off from the
Robin
cast that haven't
Robin Williams?
No.
I almost missed
so
Robin
Williams.
Oh my
so
goodness.
Good.
No, I've not seen it.
Camel Nation, we need to do something about this. We got to have like movie nights for good movies for Cheyenne. That's what we're going to do. So anyway, in the movie, Matt Damon plays a character of a young man who comes from a rough childhood and family. And it turns out he doesn't have much education, but he's a genius.
Okay.
Super genius. And some signs of intelligent people are being messy, staying up late, and cursing a lot.
I knew those traits were going to get me somewhere someday because I am all of those things.
I don't know how those three things qualify you to be intelligent because they sound like things that people that are not so intelligent also do.
That's valid, actually.
But hey, I'm going to take it and run with it. And I'm going to add on one more. One more thing that I do that proves that I am a genius is that I brush my teeth in the shower.
That sounds disgusting.
No way.
Yes.
Super time efficient. You know what I'm doing in the shower? I'm just scrubbing right along with everything else. I don't have to do it after the fact or before I go to bed. Boom. In the shower.
Whatever makes you feel better, that grosses me out.
Well,
but
listen,
as long as it helps you.
I'm not doing inappropriate things with the toothbrush.
I know that, but it's in the shower.
What's so gross about it, though?
It's like there's like just remnants of your body spraying everywhere.
Yeah, but it's all being washed. It's all
no,
clean.
No, I'm not okay with that.
It's kind of like my wife yelling at me for using a towel more than a week. I'm being efficient, people. okay?
You're supposed to wash the towel.
I'm concerned about some of your hygiene.
The towel is clean when it touches my clean body, and it continues to be clean.
It's the water. Like, the water is still on. Festers. Thank you.
Cheyenne, what do you do that makes you a genius?
I feel like having multiple alarms has me a genius.
I have multiple alarms.
Let me explain. I have two.
Okay.
I have my warning alarm.
Yeah.
That I have 30 minutes of sleep left.
Oh, you're talking about waking up alarms.
Yes.
Okay.
So I have two alarms. I have a 30-minute before I have to get up alarm, and then I have my, hey, it's time to get up alarm. But my 30-minute alarm gives me that, like, 30 minutes of, yeah. I can, if I'm feeling good, I can start to wake up. But if not, I know that I have 30 minutes of, like, restful more sleep.
Really?
Yes.
Because once that 30-minute to deadline alarm would go off for me, I'd be like, I can't go back to sleep.
Nope. I'm a sleeper. I love to sleep.
I'm a one-and-doner.
No. Nope.
Like, I will let it ring like a couple, like a couple times, and then I would get up.
No, I'm like a ding-ding, off.
Off.
Yeah. Can't but do I do like have that. Two alarms, and I feel like the two alarms really, you know, it kind of makes me a genius. Because it works for me.
I don't know. Producer AB Baby, what do you do that makes you a genius?
He wakes up.
I save time microwaving food by just pressing the same digit twice when I need to.
I'm so confused.
So like if I'm going to warm something up for 60 seconds, I just hit 6-6 or 5-5 or 4-4 because I can't be bothered with,
hitting cook time like and doing then actual 1 minute.
6-0. Yeah, you just hit double and then start.
It's right there. Why not?
Okay.
What's that extra 6 seconds going to do?
You're a genius.
I don't know.
Okay.
I also do Sudoku every day because I'm worried that I don't want to ever go crazy. So I'm just trying to exercise my brain.
Oh, that's what you do to stay sane.
Yeah.
Okay. I might have to pick that up.
I just don't want to lose that one thing.
I like that. 602-894-5653. Camel Nation. We want to find out what makes you a genius. Call us up. Look at the phone lines, Cheyenne.
Lit up with it. Personalized
Camel Nation has a bunch of geniuses yes. in it, apparently.
Self-appointed, that's what I was going to, not personalized. Self-appointed geniuses.
Yes, they say that signs of an intelligent person are being messy, staying up late, and cursing a lot.
I do all those things.
I qualify those. You are also very intelligent. See,
yes.
It works out.
See?
All right, first one is Denise in Avondale. What makes you a genius, Denise?
I sleep in my next day clothes. So I don't have to get dressed in the morning. Boom, done.
Sounds so dirty.
Okay, number one, the term next day clothes, I think we have to adopt that forever.
I think that is a great term.
Number two, wait, you go to sleep fully dressed? I can't imagine that because I go to sleep in my skivvies.
I mean, it's cold right now, so, like, let's go.
Oh, but, like, what do you do right for that. Work? Because some people, like, could you imagine going to sleep in your suit?
Yeah, exactly.
Your pencil skirt is on. You're trying to sleep. You're just like stuck.
You clearly are not the executive of a company. Or maybe you are.
Thankfully, no.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that would be really awesome, but alas. Yeah.
Maybe if you didn't sleep in your next day clothes, you would be the CEO.
Oh, no. No.
I'm just saying.
Throwing shade.
Denise is a genius, okay?
You gotta dress for the job you want.
Denise, no. I am with you on this. You are a genius.
Thank you.
Morning, y'all. It's Nico and Cheyenne. If you know anything about us, when somebody says golf, we say where.
And when.
When, how, let's drink and golf.
Yes. Absolutely.
And for a nice cause.
Be merry.
Yeah.
Drink, golf, and be merry for a good cause. So I am, in my spare time, the chief marketing officer for Axel Crew Foundation. Axel Crew Foundation is a local nonprofit that helps parents and families who are battling childhood cancer.
Okay.
And we have our annual golf tournament coming up.
Love that.
The cool thing about this golf tournament, on top of what it is that it's on a Saturday.
Which never happens.
Never happens.
When you're invited to a golf tournament, it's normally during the week when the golf course is pretty slow. So they're like, yeah, we can let you have the entire course. This is actually on a great day. It's Saturday.
On a great day, on a great course, because it's out at Dobson Ranch. And we still have spots open for players, which is why we are talking about it, because you guys should come out and golf with us.
And this is Saturday, January 25th at 8 a.m. shotgun start.
Yep. It is being brought to you by Earnhardt our good friends at Earnhardt. So love them for that. All proceeds are going to go to Axl Crew Foundation. But more so, the proceeds. So Axl Crew Foundation, their mission in life is to keep families together. Because the rate of divorce for parents who are battling kids with childhood cancer, the divorce rate is really, really high. So we send families on staycations, we send parents on date nights, we help with marriage counseling. Like, we give you what you need to keep that flame in your marriage still burning so that you can not only be there for your kids, but you can be there for your spouse too. Because spouses need your love just as much as your kid who's battling cancer sometimes.
Absolutely.
Because you can feel super separated. Now, what's really cool about this round of Golf Classic is that the proceeds that we get for this are actually going to the room that we just got approved for at Phoenix Children's Hospital.
Whoa.
So we have been approved by the board at Phoenix Children's for a room on the oncology floor that is going to be a hideaway for families and for parents to step away from the chaos, to just have a minute to pray, have a minute to just take a breath from the smells and the chaos that's going on that floor. So the proceeds for this are actually for a really, really big deal. So shout out to PCH for giving us those approvals. And
that's
Have a lot of really, really great, not only prizes that you can win, because we've got a raffle.
Yeah.
May or may not have a jersey that's been signed.
Okay.
By him himself for this specific cause. I'll give you more on that later when it's in my hand. It's going to be really cool. I just found out about it yesterday.
That's awesome. So a lot of cool raffles going up.
So many cool raffles.
And it's all happening at the event. So you have to be at the event.
You've got to be at the event. We've got a white leather golf bag that was signed by all of our artists at 8-Man Jam, including Megan Maroney, Chris Lane. That's going to be up for grabs. There's a ton of free gifts also, like Andar, which is a pristine local leather goods company. Nico, I've shown you my bags that I have from Andar.
Cool, yeah.
They're going to be there. Dixon Flannel's going to be there. They're a huge sponsor and partner with us. Dobson Ranch, of course, is a huge partner of us. Like, the amount of prizes that we have that you can win and the freebies are worth it in general.
And at the end of the day, you are obviously helping a cause that is very, very important to
phenomenal cause.
The Camel Nation and Cheyenne and Nico too. I will use myself in the third person.
It
only
is. It's important
time.
To the show, to be honest. So
if you want to get involved, you have Saturday, January 25th off.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're free and you just want to do some golfing. Maybe you're not such a great golfer.
To be a good golfer.
Exactly.
We've got drinks, okay?
And availability.
There will be drinks. So
love some cocktails.
Come have some cocktails.
AxelCrewFoundation.org is the website.
Yep. And you can find them on Instagram there too, also.
AxelCrewFoundation.org. Sign up, get yourself a foursome. And we'll see you out at Dobson Ranch, January 25th.
Golf with us.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Will Dierks Bentley live or die?
That is the question.
You don't actually die on Survivor.
No, you don't.
I like the clever name, though. It's very dramatic.
It's so dramatic.
It's Nico and Cheyenne, and there are rumors swirling around the native Arizonan country artist, also known as Dierks Bentley.
That he's going to be on the next season of Survivor, which casting rumors are always interesting to me because obviously there's always a hint of truth somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? Because somebody had to smell or hear something.
This is not that far-fetched. We've seen celebrities on these survival or reality shows, gaming contests. What's the one that, like the SWAT? Maybe it's...
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
There's
a bunch of celebrities
called.
On that one.
Well, that's because that's celebrity driven. That specific show was built for celebrities who think
and
that
The Rock
they can.
Also had his own survival show. So Survivor, Dierks Bentley.
The host was doing an interview and this is all he said. We have someone applying for season 49 who is very accomplished and known around the world. They are going through the same casting process, the same way as everyone else, just because of how the show is, right?
Uh-huh.
But he never said anything about it being an artist of any sort. He just said well-known around the world.
Dierks Bentley.
That's not the first person I would have gone through to that. But apparently, it's rumored in Nashville, and that's kind of where things are starting to spin out of control on the rumor mill, because somebody else said, a credible source in Nashville said, Dierks Bentley going on Survivor is the worst-kept secret in Nashville. Oh, so, wow. The internet did what the internet does and pulled dates and Survivor films between mid-April of 2025 and mid-May of 2025, so about a month.
Right.
There's nothing on Dirk's schedule.
Whoa!
So, will he be on Survivor? I think that there's a really good chance, given all of this information, yeah. I think that we will see Dierks Bentley on Survivor. But I just, to me, I know that he's a mountain man.
Yeah.
But mountain man has different levels to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. There's...
You're a foresty lady yourself.
I am a foresty lady. You know, I hunt.
Would you like Dierks Bentley as a companion in surviving in the forest?
For how long?
I don't know. Like, no. Surviving.
To survive?
Like, I would use... Okay, for instance, I don't mean to, like, get way too far off, yeah. But if I needed a celebrity to help me judge a food contest, Jelly Roll would be my first call.
That's valid.
He'd be my first call.
Yeah.
If I needed someone to help me drink a bottle of Jack Daniels, Shaboozy would be a call that I would make.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I was drunk at a bar and I was getting into a little bit of a scruffle with some gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Brantley Gilbert.
Ooh.
I would want him on my... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
100%.
Okay, so if I needed to survive in the woods, I don't think Dierks would be the person I would call.
Who would you call? What country artist?
I would need to call somebody like Riley Green.
Yeah, yeah.
Or...
Yeah.
Co Wetzel, somebody who hunts.
Right.
Need someone who hunts.
Yes.
And someone who has brute strength because you're going to need it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, those things are very important. Being able to hike a mountain trail does not make you a survivable mountain man.
Exactly.
It's like, your mountain bike isn't going to do it for me. I need you to hunt. And I'm not sure if he's a hunter the way that Riley is.
Right.
And not only would he be a great survival partner, he would be really great to look at. So even if I died, he's the face I would like to see.
This is exactly where we're going with this.
I mean,
if I'm stuck in the woods, I want it to be Lainey Wilson.
At least he's good to look at. And he'll save my life.
I want to just hang out with that booty. Anyway, what country music artist would you use to help you in life? 602-894-5653. Whether it was surviving... maybe it's building a treehouse. Let us know right now, Camel Nation. Dierks Bentley is going to save himself.
Maybe.
On Survivor.
What if he gets voted? Can you imagine being on his episode, his season, right? And you're sitting there and you're like, man, we got to vote somebody off this island. And your option is Dierks Bentley.
I could see, though, on those type of shows... Eventually, everyone gets stripped down to the point where, like, even his celebrity...
They're just a person.
Kind of is not going to matter, right?
I hope so.
Because somebody's going to be like, it's Dierks. Like, we got to get rid of Dierks.
He's the problem. He is the problem.
His southern charm is not working on us anymore.
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to be in that position. Like, that would make me feel like a horrible human.
Voting him off the island would be super savage.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch it on
round
Survivor.
Round one. I think
allegedly,
round one.
Allegedly.
Get the celebrity out of here.
Get him out. All right, so what would you use a celebrity for in life? I explained that Jelly Roll would be my... hot dog eating partner. Brantley Gilbert would help me in a fight.
Yep.
What did you say?
I said if I needed to survive, I was very specific to Survivor. So if I needed to survive, I would probably pick Riley Green.
Yeah.
Because he's a hunter.
He's an outdoorsman.
He's a man.
And what do we have on the text lines from the Camel Nation?
Actually, some pretty great ones. Text from the 602. If I needed to go fishing for forever, I would choose Luke Bryan. Luke Bryan is a great fisherman.
Yep.
And he loves to fish.
Always fishing that guy.
This one is hilarious. Text from the 480. If I was trying to get arrested, I would definitely pick Morgan Wallen.
And we ended on that.
Oh, it gets better. Text from the 480. If I needed to survive in the mountains, I would take Casey Musgraves because she could tell me which mushrooms to take.
Oh! Yes!
Coming in hot!
Come to think of it, you know, if you're thinking about that micro dosage.
She's a little spacey Casey
spacey
for a
Casey
reason.
Could probably help you out. It's Nico and Cheyenne, and yesterday was a low light in my life. Like, not a highlight, a low light in my life.
I see where you're getting at. Yeah.
I got caught red-handed.
By Dana?
by my buddy Rich.
Oh, would you have rather been caught by Brooklyn Dana?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because the things I said were very disrespectful.
Ooh, what happened?
I was on the phone with him, and he's kind of a ding dong.
Okay.
And let's just say that after our conversation, I expressed the fact that I thought he was a ding dong while recording myself saying that, because I didn't realize my phone had not turned off completely. So I accidentally, as I was putting my phone down, pushed the record see, I have where you text message.
Yeah.
I have a little button that you can just hit that records your voice that you can then send as a voice message.
Right.
Which I have since then gotten rid of that damn button because I didn't realize this is a thing. And it sent me making fun of him being a ding dong to him. Pretty hardcore. And I sent it to him. And I didn't even realize this until I got a text message a few seconds later that said, yo, what the hell was that?
Oh, no. You didn't even catch it in time to unsend it.
No, I didn't even realize it sent to the first place.
Oh, my gosh.
So my only reaction was, ha, 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 just kidding. Just getting around, buddy boy. Okay, how's the weather out there?
What did he say?
Yeah, he did not take it as if I was kidding around at
I
all.
I wouldn't have either. That would have really hurt my feelings.
He's probably pretty steamed up about that still. I'm going to let it cool down until I apologize because I was being a jerk.
Yeah, you're going to have to apologize. Like, there's no other thing.
I said some very... Like, I made fun of how dumb he was. Like, it was bad. I was like, what a... There was a lot of cursing also.
Oh, okay.
Has this ever happened to you? Have you ever whoopsie-daisied, like, got caught somehow, some way, doing something that you probably should not
have?
You
know, I've probably done this more times than I can remember, but there is one very specific time.
Yeah.
I was in high school. I was a junior in high school, and I was Miss Moxie Hop Festival, and I had, like, a court of princesses, right? And it was the Hop Festival, which means we were...
What you're talking about.
It's just... Go with me here. Okay?
You were like the prom queen.
No, I was like a pageant queen.
Okay.
Like, I was a pageant queen. I was Miss Moxie Hop Festival. Like, it was me.
No one knows what Miss Moxie Hop Festival
is.
It was
a pageant. I had a crown and a sash, and I had a court of princesses, and I was in parades and did all the things. Okay. It was very pageant-y.
All right, Miss Moxie Hop Festival winner queen.
That's me.
Prom queen.
2008, baby. Okay, anyway. But I had this, like, court of princesses, right? So you have your first princess, your second princess, your third princess. And we had to team up because we had a two-day festival that we had to walk around for 2 days.
Uh-huh.
And I was with this one gal, and she was driving me insane.
Uh-oh.
I couldn't do it anymore. So I went to text one of my other princesses. And I had said, hey, can we change... So-and-so is driving me insane. Guess who I sent it to?
No!
So-and-so. The problem was that this was smack in the middle of, like, my reign.
Yeah.
So I had to be with her.
Throughout the whole thing.
Throughout the entire thing. And I have...
How many months after that did you have to face this person?
Like, literally half the year.
Oh,
like,
no.
This was very much... it was bad. She said some very not nice things to me.
Yeah.
And I don't blame her.
It's expected.
Because it was really intense. And I feel terrible.
I'm sure this stuff happens, especially with social media, with cameras, with Ring.
Oh, Ring.
I've seen some Ring videos that made me die laughing. Like, the guy who snuck out of somebody's house and then he, like, laid out a big fart.
Those are my favorite
Ring videos. And then they turn and look at the doorknob and they go,
oh, crap.
Your doorbell just recorded me farting. I'm sorry. When were you caught by technology? 602-894-5653. 602-894-KMLE. Call us up, Camel Nation. Yes, I am an idiot. It's Nico Cheyenne from the Nico and Cheyenne Show.
We have definitely established that in this specific conversation.
Listen, get comfortable with me calling myself an idiot.
I'm here for it.
Because you guys are going to hear all about it. I sent a voice message to a buddy of mine on a text message. I didn't even know it was happening. It was pretty embarrassing because I was complaining about him. I just got off the phone with him and he responded with, what the hell was that? So we got Jackson and Glendale on the phone who made a very similar mistake, did not realize that they were being exposed. What happened, Jackson?
Yeah, I got caught big time on my laptop during a work meeting.
What do you mean you got caught by your laptop?
Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, we have a lot of Zoom meetings for work, and
okay.
Basically, I mean, it was weird. I made it through the whole pandemic, you guys. All good, made it through COVID.
Oh, with no issues is what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay,
I'm glad you made it through the pandemic,
yeah,
Jackson.
Yeah, I am too.
I also am a survivor of pandemic 2020. Right. So what happened?
Since a lot of us work remotely now, you know, there's business on top, little casual on the bottom.
Okay, yeah. For your Zoom meetings.
Like a button up shirt and sweatpants.
Yeah,
I get it.
It's kind of like a reverse mullet.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm on a meeting, you know, next thing you know, they bring up the spreadsheets, they bring up the PowerPoint. I'm like, all right, you know what? I got to go fill my water. No big deal, right?
Yeah.
I get up. I'm walking to my fridge, and everybody sees my boxers and starts whistling.
You weren't even in sweatpants. You were just flat-out boxers. Were they briefs?
Yeah, I mean, hey, you know, got to let the boys air out a little bit. Man, I was embarrassed.
Listen, the man is in his home, okay? He's in his natural habitat.
During working hours.
For boxer briefs, which is what I totally do also. It's a good thing you did have boxers on, at least.
What if you were buck naked?
Yeah.
Like,
then
nothing.
He'd be doing a different kind of Zoom call at that point.
That's an HR meeting, I mean, for sure.
I guess if I was butt naked, that's what you call a working stiff, you know?
No, he didn't.
He did.
I'm coughing. I mean, when you're in middle school or even elementary school, you do the check yes or no, right?
I mean, yeah, but I would feel like I would still do a check yes or no right now. And I'm 33. I'm pushing 34.
It'd be a digital text check yes or no.
I know. I'd be like, if we're at a restaurant, right, and he took out a pen and wrote on a napkin and slid it across to me, I would find that to be so attractive. How cute.
Wow.
Like, do you like me? Check yes or no.
That's romantic.
But right?
At dinner, though, so wouldn't it have to be a different question? Like,
no. Like, middle of the day.
Do you like me?
Are we having dessert?
How?
Check yes or no.
Well, I got sub questions to the question.
I'll tell you what, though. If he pulled out his pen at dinner, I'd be a little uncomfortable.
Again, sub questions to the question.
Morning, y'all. That's a wrap for us. Day two in the books.
Another solid day.
I still give us a C+. I'm a tough critic.
You got to give us some credit.
I will give you credit.
We showed up.
I will not give myself credit until 3 weeks in when I'm fully accepted by the Camel Nation. No, I'm just kidding. But thank you so much for hanging out. We love you. We appreciate you. Enjoy the rest of your day. And on that bombshell, it's time to say adios, amigos.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Okay, now let's get a drink.
Yeah.
Thursday is our Friday.
Psych.
Not really.
We'll be here in the morning.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.